track 12. And now we come to our feature item, which is one that's taken from the Newton Abbott Museum. Many will have heard the crier's call of, "Oh yay, oh yay, oh yay." But do you know what it means? Lorna and Denise are about to tell you.
The traditional town crier's shout of "Oh yay" comes from the old French "to listen" and means "hear ye." There are figures ringing handbells believed to be criers depicted on the Bayeux tapestry from the 11th century, so we can safely say there have been town criers in England for many hundreds of years. The main role of a town crier was to read out important notices. In medieval times, very few people could read, so news and other vital information had to be conveyed verbally. After the list of announcements had been shouted, the paper with the notices on would often be nailed to the doorpost of the nearest inn. This is thought to be the reason why so many newspapers are named the Post. Town criers were representatives of the king or queen, so harming them was an act of treason. So even if the crier was announcing bad news, tax hikes anyone? They were safe from repercussions. Their other roles in the town were to patrol the nighttime streets and take miscreants to the stocks, attend hangings and read out their crimes, and make sure that fires were safely damped down overnight.
The costume a town crier wears to do their work is referred to as a livery. The traditional livery of a crier is based on the clothing of an 18th century coachman, with a frock coat and tricorn hat decorated with feathers. The feathers are said to represent the written messages that the crier called out, as quills would have been used to write the text. Today's Newton Abbott's town crier wears livery inspired by a different historical period. His wide-brimmed hat with extravagant feathers is from the time when Newton Abbott experienced a proclamation of national importance, William of Orange's declaration that he would be appearing in arms to preserve the Protestant religion ahead of him bringing his army through Devon in 1688. The Guinness World Record for loudest cry clocks in at 112.8 decibels. That's louder than a car horn and twice as loud as a chainsaw.